Network. Because you can handle the truth.
J. Barton is my name, and we are here on this Saturday, 17th of February, 2018. And I was reading a piece here about Massachusetts considers legalizing assisted death. The same doctors who now kill you accidentally can start killing you legally, on purpose. And Isabel Z is writing this for Natural News. But now this is where we're going. This more and more you hear this carry on. Oh, the AF category, that doesn't matter anymore. We don't need that. And again, pharma and the military industrial complex writing these rules. And they're saying here, should a doctor be allowed to give an adult who is terminally ill and has fewer than 6 months to live medication that will allow them to die peacefully in their sleep if they request it? After opposing assisted death officially since 1996, the Massachusetts Medical Society has now become neutral on the issue. That's a signal. Well, Tony Blair was neutral on the euro. You know, he tried his damnedest to get us into the euro, paving the way to for the state to become the seventh in the nation to allow assisted death. As lawmakers, they are considering a bill allowing doctor-assisted suicide. With the Death with Dignity Act, the Oregon became the first state to allow it in 1994. And it was followed by Colorado, Vermont, California, Washington, and Montana. It's something that has doctors divided. Some believe it is a compassionate act, while others see it as a violation of the part of the Hippocratic Oath that says, I will not give a lethal drug to anyone if I am asked, nor will I advise such a plan. Well, I must read out, and get it for next week, the Hippocratic Oath, and keep it on standby here. Most doctors couldn't even read the first couple of phrases of it, I think. Well, those who have seen terminally ill loved ones suffer greatly and die slowly say they wouldn't wish that fate on anyone. There are also many people who believe that we have no right to decide when is the right time for another person to even ourselves to die. Could some people be encouraged to request medically assisted suicide? One Massachusetts palliative care physician, Dr. Laura Petrillo, told the Daily Mail that she is concerned that any doctor could write such a prescription, for example, dental surgeons, without having a proper health training to thoroughly grasp the end-of-life issues. She's also concerned that doctors or hospitals that can't handle rare illnesses might use it as a quick solution to deal with the patient. In addition, insurance companies might see it as a cheaper option than providing care, which means people could be encouraged to end their lives. Of course, well, the hospitals and the insurance companies in America are joined at the hip. We know that. It's a very unsettling thought to imagine that people could be steered towards dying earlier than nature intended, especially specific groups like those who are poor, in a way that is dangerously similar to the eugenics program of Nazi Germany. From here, well, it'll be mission creep once it's instituted. You know where it's going to go. From here, is it that far of a leap to imagine that the disabled and mentally ill might be encouraged to end their lives? On the other side of the debate, a retired physician with terminal prostate cancer, Dr. Roger Klingler, is in favor of medically assisted death so that he and others can die peacefully. He says that a lethal prescription allows people to fall asleep within 5 minutes and then die peacefully at home surrounded by loved ones within half an hour. This is in contrast to palliative sedation, which entails giving people a morphine drip until they are unconscious and then stopping their food and medication to allow them to die sooner, which can take days or even weeks. in some cases. And what about those people on the brink of death who have made miraculous comebacks? There are countless stories of such recoveries taking place. For example, there have been a lot of stories emerging recently of people who were given just months to live by doctors turning their fate around with alternative remedies like cannabis oil, who are now thriving as a result. When a doctor says someone has 6 months to live, the amount of time specified in the Massachusetts bill and many others, they are making an educated guess at best. Anyway, it goes on and on and on, the article. But these are cropping up every other place in the last year about different ways of describing assisted death and euthanasia, basically. But this now is a shocker. Trump prepares to nuke Big Pharma's high drug prices, really. Well, this I would like to see. And J.D. Hayes is writing this on the 12th of February. The Trump administration is preparing to do something that no administration in modern era has ever attempted, much less expressed an interest in doing, taking on Big Pharma and its schemes to maximize profits at the expense of patients. Well, they own Washington, that's why. If you recall, one of the big fat lies Barack Obama and his sycophantic Democratic allies in Congress told in order to dupe Americans into backing their health care reform plan was that the wrongly named Affordable Care Act would reduce drug prices. So, sort of, well, not really. Obama talked around the issue a lot when he was pressed, as you can see in this interview from 2012, they highlighted here. But when it came right down to it, the reform law contained no provisions for dealing with rising drug prices. Well, the Affordable Care Act gave the insurance companies free rein to do what they like. Now President Donald J. Trump wants to take on Big Pharma in no uncertain terms. In his State of the Union address last month, Trump sent a signal that one of his administration's most pressing priorities in the coming months and years is working to get the price of drugs down. One of my greatest priorities is to reduce the price of prescription drugs in many other countries. These drugs cost far less than we pay in the United States. That is why I have directed my administration to make fixing the injustice of high drug prices in one of our top priorities. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. That plan is being put into action. Newly confirmed Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, along with White House Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, met with a group of reporters last week to provide them with a preview into the administrative fiscal year 2019 budget, which provides some details into how the president intends to bring prices down and make good his promise, something he is good at. Well, we'll see. And this guy, the Human Health Services Health Secretary, Azar, noted that the administration seeks to accomplish the president's objective by framing the issue with two principal questions. How can we try to start flipping some of those incentives in the same system geared towards their higher prices? Talking absolute, gobbledygook here. There's a word for non-branded drugs that just escapes at the moment. We've had them in Britain for 20 years. Trump, well, if you just run the patent out quicker on the drug, and then that gives free rein to produce it. Attacking on the patent level and how a drug is patented is one of the biggest routes to doing it. Trump officials are looking at policy shifts and changes in the number of federal agencies, including the Food and Drug Administration, as well as current federal law and policies dealing with Medicaid, drug reimbursement, and other measures related to Trump's attack on Big Pharma, blah, blah. They lost the drug industry $25 billion in 20 minutes. Really, it's from the share price went down, the stock exchange. Nobody actually lost cash on that. But as reported by the Western Journal, changes to Medicaid are key. The administration is planning on asking Congress to clarify the definition of genetic over-the-counter drugs in an effort to avoid misclassification that lead to exorbitant waste and provide potential loopholes for manufacturers to game the system. As Zara said, the goal of asking Congress to specially clarify drugs is to ensure that the genetic and branded drugs are paid properly in Medicaid, etc., etc. Okay, we'll see if he's going to do it. We will see. But and there's a totally intense article here, how interactive medicine eliminates the threat of cancer without resorting to toxic treatments. So I'll leave that to another, maybe to a slightly depressing article. And related to that, other one, they're saying population control, globalism, technocracy, socialism, three names for the same thing, it sure is. There's an article on 5G here, might keep it next week. But here's one shocking one. Over 1 million children under the age of 6 are currently on psychiatric drugs in America. It's just shocking. Maybe I'll just put three similar articles together here. And the CDC, Crime Incorporated. Over 1 million children under the age of 6 are currently on psychiatric drugs in America. Isabel Zee writing this article again for Natural News. Psychiatric drug use is on the rise in the U.S., with 1 out of every 6 Americans now taking some type of medication in this category. This is highly concerning, given the scary side effects of poor effectiveness of many of these drugs. But there is one particularly disturbing aspect of this trend that seems to be glossed over, and that is the extraordinary number of children who are taking such drugs. Mental health watchdog group Citizens Commission on Human Rights is drawing attention to the concerning fact that more than 1 million young kids younger than 6 in our nation are currently taking, imagine being prescribed psychiatric drugs. Those children are wrecked for the rest of their life then. While around half of these children are 4 or 5 years old, an incredible 275,000 of them are younger than a year old. Ooh. That's right, babies are being given psychiatric drugs. The number rises for toddlers aged 2 and 3, with 370,000 kids in this category taking psychiatric drugs. Data from the IMS Health shows that the situation only gets worse as kids get older, with 4 million kids aged between 6 and 12 taking some type of psychiatric drug. Oh, it's shocking. You might be forgiven for assuming that most of these statistics are made up by kids taking ADHD drugs, given how common that approach seems to be nowadays. Well, that's been explained to me by a chemist. One of the most appalling, damaging things you can do to a child is give them drugs at that age, and ADHD does not exist. It's hyperactive activity due to discipline and eating heavily processed foods. The chemicals make the child hyperactive, but it really only accounts for a small portion of it, with 1,422 of these younger than a year old, and just 181,000 of those age 4 to 5 on ADHD drugs. Antidepressants and antipsychotic put forth some surprising figures, but the biggest category of psychotic drugs given to children appears to be anti-anxiety drugs. Just over 220,000 babies under 1 and nearly 243,000 and a quarter of a million of those aged 4 to 5 take these medications. An awful lot of statistics and data here. But the point being, children being given drugs is just an outrage, yet another outrage. Anyway, the other one related article to this, medical establishment battled over why so many healthy vaccinated people keep dying from the flu. Well, if you're vaccinated, you couldn't be healthy. That's my answer to that. Tracy Watson writing this article. Most mainstream media outlets have been running articles in recent weeks about the severity of this year's flu season. In fact, USA Today recently reported that the number of people being admitted to hospital for flu this year rivals the number who had to seek medical attention for the swine flu in 2009. Over 60 children have died from the disease already this season. They're calling it a disease now. Flu is the disease, would you believe? And those numbers are likely to continue as the winter progresses. I suppose they've been vaccinated children. That's why their system is destroyed. What is of grave concern to medical experts is the fact that thousands of otherwise healthy people across 42 states who theoretically are not at flu risk complications have been dangerously ill from influenza this year. While it is to be expected that some of those are at a higher risk of complications, including young children, pregnant women, and elderly over the age of 65, would be more vulnerable. This year, flu has left a trail of destruction across every age group in the country. Well, the UK has this dreadful situation where there's not enough beds in the NHS anyway. There's more managers than there are beds in the UK National Health Service, but ambulance queuing up outside hospitals because there's no beds, and ill people being treated in ambulance and then being transferred to trolleys, spending a day on a trolley in a hospital until a bed becomes available. And that's when they turf out the least ill person out of the hospital, and that's going on in the jails as well. Witness locked into 65,000 or 88,000 places in prisons, and we need something like 150,000. That's been going on for nearly 20 years. And this is the same article about the flu. While reasonable media outlets continue to insist that everybody should rush out and get their flu shot if they haven't already done so, most admit somewhere in the body of their articles that this year's shot simply isn't working. Well, that's well established. And they refer to an article in USA Today, does the flu vaccine work? And they're calling this year's flu, this will do you a lot of good, it's called H3N2. It's a different name every year, different coded name every year. But the natural flu, why would the pharmaceutical industry want to have a shot that cleared up the flu permanently? They just wouldn't be in business with it. Natural News has been warning its readers about the uselessness and dangers of the flu vaccines for many years. For example, last year we reported that there are at least four good reasons not to get the flu shot. Number one, the vaccines have not been proven to work. Number two, they have not been proven to be safe. Number three, they contain toxic adjuvants and ingredients like thimerosal and mercury. Number four, the shots can cause serious side effects, including eye and chest pain, arthritis, dizziness, loss of consciousness, convulsions, seizures, and an endless list of side effects. But the risks associated with flu shots are even worse when the fact that they don't work carries serious side effects. Getting the shot actually weakens your immune system for years and makes you substantially more susceptible. One of the genuine research laboratories in Scandinavia found that the vaccinated person doesn't have the flu but is carrying the flu virus and giving it to other people. That's one of the vaccines that was being given. But it's non-stop. And I'm only reading some of the articles on these subjects that are most explicit. And come back to fracking. I haven't dealt with fracking for quite a long time. Scientists altered data proving fracking causes earthquakes. Well, we had one here today. I don't think there's any fracking around us here in Wales, but not yet. There isn't fracking in Yorkshire. Hydraulic fracturing has been wreaking havoc all over the nation, the United States, despite claims that it is not harmful to people or the environment. And now it has emerged that scientists are being forced to cover up the role it plays in earthquakes. Old mine works could cause earthquakes, we're talking about natural earthquakes. The process of fracking involves extracting natural gas by drilling down inside the earth and then directing a high-pressure mixture of water, sand, and horrendous chemicals at a rock in order to release the gas that is inside us. Besides being physically disruptive to the planet, the wastewater that the process produces is very toxic and contains a variety of dangerous chemicals, which destroys the groundwater. It has been contaminating drinking water in many places, and those who live in the area surrounding fracking sites can actually set fire to the air and water coming out through their pipes. We've seen that demonstrated many times on television. If that weren't reason enough that the practice should be abandoned, it has also led to an upswing in seismic activity in Oklahoma, for example. 639 earthquakes were seen in Oklahoma in 2016 alone. Okay, coming up with the first break of the third hour. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back in for the break. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden here, wading through this week's list of stuff on these areas. We're saying, read a piece here, scientists altered data proving fracking causes earthquakes, meaning that it doesn't. But pressure to change funding. The state of Oklahoma, former lead seismologist Austin Holland testified under oath that the University of Oklahoma officials actively covered up scientific findings connecting fracking to earthquakes. That's where we had 600, 900 earthquakes. He said in his deposition that the former dean of the Mayborn College of Earth and Energy at the University of Oklahoma, Larry Grillot, and the Oklahoma Geological Survey former director, Randy Keller, pressured him to change his findings in a way that would be more favorable to the fracking companies. He said this prompted him to leave his position at the University of Oklahoma and the Geological Society. A good man. Holland said he was told that calls he wished to publish were data like daily injection rates, injection interval depth, wellhead pressures to we've made available to the public to help improve understanding of fluid earthquakes were unacceptable. What a convoluted sentence. After printing them anyway, he said, the president of the school, David Boren, and the CEO and chairman of oil-producing firm Continental Resources, Harold Hamm, told him that as an employee of the state survey, he had to listen to the gas oil industry and needed to be careful how he worded things because fracking was so essential to the state's economy. Therefore, he was asked to tell Birkbeck's lies. Later sent an email to one of these schmucks, Grillot, in which he said he wanted any faculty members who were researching the connection between earthquakes and wastewater to be dismissed from the university. How about that? Straightforward criminality. In addition, Holland said that Grillot would interfere with his research publications by editing his presentations and changing his wording. Holland eventually resigned. I don't know if angry is the right word, but just disappointed that I spent my time working towards something that I thought was in my dream job, and then I couldn't be a scientist and do what scientists do, and that's published with colleagues. Well, you know, with that, that's the point at which I realized that this is the guy who resigned, that for my scientific credibility, I had to leave the position I was in. Sure. But geology adjunct professor Neil Sonnenson, who worked with Holland at the Oklahoma Geological Survey, expressed his disappointment at the way the situation went down. Anyway, that's just trying to falsify the evidence in Oklahoma. Probably university sponsored by the fracking industry, most likely. But the CDC. CDC, Center for Disease Control, emails reveal culture of deep corruption and scientific dishonesty. As if we didn't know, I've covered a fair bit of their stuff. And former military meteorologist admits military aircraft spray aluminium into the atmosphere. Wouldn't like to be him. And then cult-like tech giants openly conclude with left-wing media to silence conservative speech, writes Margaret Howell. We'll read that one out. And how to tell which plastics are safe for use in food and drinks. You've got these gender modification plastics that are changing the genders of young people. It's shocking. And there's another one here, petition warning that the world about 5G at the Winter Olympics. Woo. Britain won a gold medal today. Anyway, cult-like tech giants. Jason Bailey writing this article for the Actual News. Cult-like giants. Tech giants openly conclude with left-wing media to silence conservative speech, warns Margaret Howell. The Social Media Neutrality Panel. Looking for these titles. Okay, we're going to the bottom of the outbreak. I'll continue this after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Back in again at the bottom of the hour break. Third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name. And we're running through a few articles here. On this one, cult-like tech giants openly conclude with left-wing media to silence conservative speech, writes Margaret Howell. And Jason Vailey's reporting on this. The Social Media Neutrality Panel, which was held earlier this week at the Newsom, Washington, D.C., the panel included several prominent conservatives and enterprising entrepreneurs, including Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit, Pamela Geller of the Geller Report, the People's Cube, and entrepreneur Michael Jekyll, anyway. This Margaret Howell of Right Side Broadcasting, and topics range from the current tech climate to social media rights. Okay. We get to the subject here. Oh, at one point during the event, Margaret Howell, who heads Right Side Broadcasting Network as their DC bureau chief, commented that tech giants like Facebook, Google, and YouTube seem to be collaborating with left-wing media outlets in order to censor conservative voices. Howell provided multiple examples to back up her argument, reminding us that many of these companies will go as far as to ban live videos and video clips. Well, they're doing that blatantly. Even ones that don't contain any political context whatsoever, all because they want to prevent any potential message that doesn't align with the progressive agenda from getting through their gates. Howell went on to describe a time when a video that she recorded during a White House press conference briefing was censored by YouTube, even though the mainstream media is allowed to broadcast identical coverage across all platforms. You can watch Howell's full remarks in the video below. Okay. This is hardly the first time that YouTube, which is owned by Google, has been accused of suppressing conservative content on their video sharing platform. Well, they've wiped out a guy. He's back on air now again. Gabe Zolna, a Western guy, but he was quite good. But again, conservative stuff, but they tried to attack him. In fact, back in October of last year, the conservative digital media organization PragerU filed a lawsuit against YouTube for unlawful censorship and free speech discrimination. Nearly 40 videos produced and published by PragerU on YouTube have been restricted as of October, including Why America Must Lead, The Ten Commandments, Do Not Murder, Why Did America Fight the Korean War, and The World's Most Persecuted Minority. These were video titles. It looks like it's the videos they don't agree with ideologically, explained PragerU, the name, CEO Marissa Strait, in an interview, adding that since PragerU videos are specifically designed to reach young people with this conservative message, the censorship hurts all the more. As the person who runs this organization, I want fair treatment, she said. But anyway, YouTube and Google and Facebook and related carry on with Amazon in terms of pulling books off availability 300 or 400 times a day if they don't like them. That is blatant, going on all over the place. But and a former military meteorologist admits military aircraft spray aluminium into the atmosphere. Let's see what the name of this guy is. It's getting harder to convince people that chemtrails are merely a conspiracy really conspiracy theory when even meteorologists are discussing geoengineering on TV while giving their forecasts. geoengineering entails spraying materials like aluminium, barium, strontium, and plastics into the atmosphere on the pretense of protecting the planet from global warming. A few years ago, if you questioned the white lines streaking across the sky and theorized that they were chemicals, you would be mocked. Now you're expected to believe that these injecting aerosols into the atmosphere can save the planet. Even meteorologists are openly admitting that this takes place, with one saying in a West Coast weather report on the station, only identified as News 10, can be reviewed on YouTube. Then you see these bands of very distinct cloud cover moving into the region. That is not rain. That is not snow. Believe it or not, military aircraft flying through the region was dropping chaff and flare, it's known as, small bits of aluminium. They're used in warfare to drown out radar signals. Sometimes it's made of plastic, even metallicized paper products. But used as an anti-radar issue, and obviously they're practicing, sure, flash and flare. So if I say flash and flare, it's been explained to me. He added, no, they won't confirm that, but I was in the Marine Corps for many years, and I can tell you right now, that is what it is. In another video from Florida, a meteorologist points to a large area of blue on the map and says, that's what we call military chaff. And the military release some things in the atmosphere on a regular basis. Yet another video shows a Southern California meteorologist saying that the chaff has been sprayed over the area and is interfering with their satellite data. as there's water floating around in the air we breathe, what is most striking is how the meteorologists talk about it so casually, as if it were a most natural thing in the world. High exposure to aluminium can cause problems in the digestive system, bones, kidneys, muscles, and have been linked to Alzheimer's. Well, Alzheimer's, absolutely. Disease and other brain-related problems, hardly the sort of thing you want floating around in the air that you breathe on a daily basis. And so solar geoengineering could create more problems than it solves. Absolutely. Little by little, we are being encouraged to believe that this is something that is actually good for us, and perhaps those nonchalant mentions of it are meant to allay people's fears about geoengineering. However, spraying sulfur dioxide into our atmosphere is not the panacea for the planet's problems that have them claimed to be. That's putting it mildly. As you might expect, a panel of the National Academy of Sciences reported last week that geoengineering cannot simply be considered a substitute for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, because it doesn't address the root causes of climate disruption and won't counter-react acidification of the oceans. Moreover, once it starts, it has to continue for centuries, or it could have serious repercussions for life on our planet and possibly even the collapse of the Amazon rainforest and drive some species towards extinction. Moreover, an international body would have to oversee it and to make sure it is adhered to, because abruptly stopping it would be devastating. And here, that's the thing that needs to be explained. I'm not actually explaining that in this article, but I find it hard to believe that stopping abruptly is a problem. There you are. But again, I was looking for something to end on somewhere, a positive note. The one here is saying how to tell which plastics are safe for food. Oh, it's a bit technical, that one. And petition warning about the world about 5G at the Winter Olympics. That is a scene thing. New federal bill targets patriot groups and citizens militia as domestic terrorists. Yeah, they're really going out to get people into FEMA camps. And globalism, technology, socialism, three names for the same thing. Another shill scientist giving Michael Isikoff emerges as the key media propaganda operative for the deep state's treason against the United States of America. And they're saying technology in doctors' offices actually caused him to work more slowly. Not efficient at all. But and the American Heart Association, another group. Just seeing which article we finish up with today. One more down here. We'll go to the CDC. CDC emails reveal a culture of deep corruption and scientific dishonesty. This must be the 10th article I read. I'm just pointing the finger at the CDC. Center for Disease Control. If you have any doubts about the culture of corruption at the CDC, a look at some internal correspondence regarding vaccine studies should clear things up for you. This email correspondence, which is the subject of a recent expose by Vera Sharev for the World Mercury Project, shows just how far officials at the CDC will go to shield vaccines and recommend a childhood vaccination schedule. According to the emails, their deception extends to outsourcing epidemiological studies that are pretty irrelevant to the current vaccine exposure of Americans. Excuse me. American children, but awfully convenient for furthering their cause. And there is an LC writing this article. The CDC has often used the Danish studies to support their claim that mercury-based preservative thermosol used in vaccine does not have a statistically significant link to autism, though it remains a very controversial study. The choice of Denmark as a population study compared to the US for vaccine risk was a very deliberate one. That's where Dr. Peter Gotchi, whistleblower, comes from, an outstanding man telling the truth about pharma. A According to an email exchange, several of the doctors involved in the studies acknowledged that the vaccination schedules in the U.S. exposed American babies to far higher thimerosal doses than the European babies. In fact, Danish babies used in the study got 75% less thimerosal than the American babies. In Denmark, the only childhood vaccine given to babies younger than 5 months was monovalent pertussis. So this is hard to pronounce these words. While American children were given multiple doses of similar ones, lesser strength, and hepatitis B vaccines by that age. That doesn't say what age it is. This means the Danish study simply cannot be compared to the American children and have no value in determining how risk of thimerosal vaccines are in the case of comparing apples and oranges, if you will. In one email, the author of a 2001 study, this would be the, in Denmark, whose first phase found a 7.6% increase factor of developing autism from thimerosal exposure. Dr. Verstappen voices concerns about scientific dishonesty when writing in a heavy metal toxicity expert, etc. But anyway, more skullduggery to try to cover up the damage of vaccinations by the CDC. And again, probably about the 10th one I've read out on that subject. But this thing of plastics in the sea and the ocean is really deadly. Never mind plastic, certain types of foam plastic, packaging, what they call gender-bending chemicals in plastics, foam around food. But this is a short article, and maybe they give us some quick information. And they're saying here, Edsel Cook writing this article, are you sure your plastic container isn't made of toxic materials? A modern survival blog article tackles how to identify food safety types of plastics can store your food and water without risk of leaching. First things first, check the container for a recycle symbol. A good place to start is the bottom of the container. Take note of the recycle number inside the symbol. Once you've acquired it, cross-reference it with the list of plastics that are considered food safe. And they list them here, PET, HDPE, so four or five of them. Water bottles and soft drink containers have it simple and easy. They're primarily made of two PET, a food-safe type of plastic. However, bear in mind that the typical water soda juice bottle is meant to be disposed of once it's used. There are also certain certain plastics that should be avoided like the plague. These dangerous types are either made of hazardous ingredients or leach contaminants that will ruin your consumables. And he gives the number 3 PVC, that has chloride in it, and 6 PS, 7 PC, you don't have to read in the article. The typical 5-gallon food grade bucket is compared with 2 HPD, HDPE. The vast majority of these containers are opaque to protect against light that can degrade their contents. They have labels denoting them as food grade, food safe, and some similar term, and are advertised as such. It's not been very specific yet. But anyway, this article is in Natural News, read by Edsel Cook, how to tell which plastics are safe for food uses. All codes and numbers. But getting back to 5G, I was talking to Jenna about that. That's the guy... Interview of the week saying how horrendous 5G is, although Catherine Fromovich is tackling this article. And boy, is she long-winded. That's from Jay Fromovich. I'll read bits of the article. Something is going on at the 2018 Olympics, which are nearly concluded now, in South Korea that is not part of the official sporting events, but has showed up in the primetime radiation experiment. 5G. No one knows what to expect or how those who are exposed to the intense microwave radiation will react, since no studies have been done to ascertain long-term health effects from billions of millimeter microwave oscillation waves per second. This is shocking if this gets out about the Olympics. G stands for Generation of Microwaves, which are transmitted in the millimeter wave spectrum known as gigahertz, with ranges anywhere from 30 gigahertz to 300. That's right. I saw the 200 earlier on. I was correct. It's 300 gigahertz, which is absolutely massive. Technically, gigahertz is a unit of alternating current, AC or electromagnetic EM wave frequency that equals 1 billion hertz per second. What does that do to the water content of molecules in the human body? What readers really do, I have one of the key person in one of metal is equals very ill. There's quite a few reports of athletes getting very ill after, now that I think of it, at the Winter Olympics. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break today, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Few minutes of the program today, and we're finishing up with it's so depressing, but 5G, this is a horror story. Fracking, SSRIs, all these things are horrors. But 5G is despicable. To lift up this out in the civilian population is absolutely disgraceful. And this is Catherine Cromer, which is sick. But the what readers really have to know and process mentally is that gigahertz is a 1 billion wave frequency per second. 1 billion per second. Now do the maths. Multiply that by 30 gigahertz and any of the ranges up to 300 gigahertz. It's unbelievable. It probably would destroy equipment to that, never mind the human body. I bet your calculator can't perform the function, as it may not have enough capacity, sure. However, independent research scientists say that there are very serious health impacts from 5G, including cataract formations and damaging DNA. Yes, in the Environmental Health Trust article, 5G and the IoT Scientific Overview of Human Health Risks, that's the title of a study, needs to be taken seriously, but technology is pushing for Wi-Fi in the sky as soon as possible. Thus, there a trial run at the 2018 Winter Olympics. Ooh, well, that's shocking. In November 2017, Telenor announced it will be testing 5G technology in the in Kongsberg, Norway. Personally, I wonder if a prospective health study is also being performed on those systems during this trial run, and that would be a most interesting demographic. And even epidemiological study. Well, by God, there'll be some lawsuits coming from the athletes when they find out they've been guinea pigs on this test on the Winter Olympics in Pyongyang. However, those in the know have created a petition titled "Warn Olympic Athletes and the Public as Pyongyang Chang of 5G Microwave Radiation Experiment" on the MoveOn.org platform. It's called. We, the undersigned citizens of the world, ask the International Olympic Committee to protect the health and of athletes and the public at the Olympic Games in Pyongyang, we call it. The world's athletes and the public at the Olympic Games are unwittingly guinea pigs in the launch of 5G microwave radiation technology. According to the petition, last year, 180 scientists, including the two South Korean researchers, called upon the European Union, the EU, to halt the rollout of 5G until potential hazards of human health and the environment have been fully investigated by scientists and independent from industry. Really some job. When will you become a 5G guinea pig? Well, they're right about Captain Fromovich. Website is a retired natural nutritionist. Okay, we'll continue on next week. We hope to have an interesting guest. And as I say, we'll be back at the same time with the Barton Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. listening to Republic Broadcasting.